Well, there's a new term that's come across our desk today. It's called, it's cuffing season. C-U-F-F-I-N-G.
So
it's
again,
cuffing season. Nothing to do with handcuffs, Carl.
Well, straight away, when I think of cuffing, it just makes me think of cuffing
it's
someone.
It's where single people who aren't in a relationship think, oh, it's going to be cold outside. It's a good chance to find someone who I can cuddle with over the winter. Not after a long
And that's called cuffing.
That's called cuffing. But there's other terms that I would like to throw at you.
Yeah, like?
Breadcrumb.
Breadcrumb?
Benching. Rostering, submarining, ghosting.
Oh, I know what that is. That's when
situationship.
What?
Situationship.
Who makes all these terms
all the
up?
Thing. Well, people like our next guest, Karina Chapman, is a dating and relationship coach. She's across all this stuff. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning.
Single and dating. Beware, Perth, it's cuffing season. Are you familiar with this term?
I certainly am, yes.
So can you describe what a person's looking for if they're out to find a fellow cuff?
Absolutely. It's about winter coming and us all being a bit too lonely and cold and can't bother going out. So if we can find a relationship, even short term, for the winter season, then that's who you're going to put a cuff on as such, metaphorically, to spend your winter with. So you're not sort of out there dating because it's too jolly cold. You've already found someone that you're going to exclusively date for the winter, and it may or may not last longer than that.
It's like you've gone into hibernation with them.
Exactly, that's right.
Right, okay. So do you advertise wanted cuffing partner, or how do you actually go finding someone like that?
I wouldn't say that you would specifically say I'm looking for a cuffing partner, especially if some people haven't heard that term. They might be a bit confused. But it's more about having a conversation with a person that you're starting to date and say, look, I'm really looking for someone to hang out with this winter. I'm not sure how much longer it would be than that. What do you think? And if they're agreeable, then why not? You've both got someone to stave off the loneliness in winter and a nice cuddle buddy to have as such for
so
a few months.
So it's heating.
That's right, exactly.
Hey, Karina, I've just got sort of like, I'm just trying to get the term cuffing and around that, because if I was to approach someone and say, look, would you like to cuff with me? It could have, could it not have different meanings?
It sure could, yes. Yeah. If you're looking at the fetish side,
yeah.
I mean, you may want to literally put cuffs on them as well and have a bit of a play, but it is more of a metaphorical thing where you're kind of metaphorically attaching yourself to that person for winter.
Yeah. How many people would handcuff each other that you've found in your work?
Well, it's probably more than you'd think. People like a little bit of spice and a bit of fun, and especially if they're the fluffy ones, not the hard ones that cut into your into your wrist, then you might be okay.
Yeah.
But yes.
Submarining is a term that we'd never heard of before. Are you familiar with submarining?
I am, yes.
So can you just work through the audience with that for us?
So that's when someone that you're dating or that you have been dating just suddenly disappears from sight completely. Don't hear from them, don't see them. Like a submarine going down.
Right.
And then one day, maybe weeks or months later, they just reappear, pop up, reappear, and act as if nothing's really happened.
Right. And then disappears again.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
What about rostering? Is this where you just roster a few through on the roster, or how does that work? What's that term associated with?
Yes, it is. Rostering is about you having several people that you're dating at once, and actually needing a roster to be able to fit them all in.
Right. Okay, well, I know a person like that. It's interesting. Someone wants to know, is cuffing the same as friends with benefit? But I think that term has been replaced, hasn't it?
It has, yeah, you're right.
So I think that's called situationship, is that correct?
That's right. Cuffing's just more for a season, whereas the friends with benefit or situationship can be any time of the year.
Right, so situationship is a sexual relationship with the same level of commitment as a regular relationship, and usually without exclusivity. Is that correct? Have I got that right?
Yes, that's right. Right. That's right.
And what about the breadcrumb? What's the breadcrumb?
So that's when people give you just a little bit of hope. So you might have gone on a date with someone, and then you think, oh, you know, it'd be really great to see them again. Oh, but hang on, I haven't really heard from them. Oh, wait, here comes a text. Here comes a little message. Here comes the promise of catching up sometime that never eventuates. So it's like they're dropping little breadcrumbs to keep your interest, but don't really follow through.
Mm. Yeah, right. Have you ever heard of seagulling?
No, I haven't.
That's when you when you crumb off the good-looking blokes. You get what I mean?
I love it.
Yeah, so add that to your list, okay?
I will.
That's the only experience I've ever had out of all of these little different terms. Some of them I have different meanings for, but, yeah, there's some interesting terminology here, but seagulling is definitely one you can add. I'm sure that a few would be familiar with that.
Interesting times, Karina. We appreciate your expertise. Have a good week.
You too. You're welcome.
Karina Chapman there, dating and relationships coach. Yeah, it must be hard. It must be hard to be in that situation where you have to put up with all this kind of stuff. Like orbiting. Have you heard of orbiting?
No, what is that?
Someone from your romantic past keeping in contact with you but not via direct communication. They usually follow you on one of your social media accounts and like or comment on your posts.
Mm.
Is that you, Carl?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No. What about cookie jarring? So I've heard of jelly bean jarring. So that's where you just put a jelly bean in the jar when you sort of had an opportunity.
I do.
You know what I mean?
I couldn't resist it. I'd be eating it. When someone is dating more than one person, this is what cookie jarring is. When someone is dating more than one person, they're already pursuing a relationship with someone else. But you are held in reserve in the cookie jar just in case things don't work out with their other romantic interest. And my other one that I've never heard of before.
Have you done some simping?
Never. Roaching the unpleasant revelation of your partner's hidden dark past in the form of numerous past and present love interests, all unaware of each other's existence. So it's a tough world out there. So if you're on that road, good luck. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. You didn't even read out what simping was.
Well, I don't know what simping is. What is simping?
I don't know. It's like it says that it's a man who is submissive or even desperate for your attention or affection.
Without receiving much or anything in return. Similar to the golden retriever boyfriend with a black cat girlfriend, recently made popular on TikTok. It's a different world. All right, this is your tease.